Did you have communications with the lighthouses on
the
island?
Yes, we did. They used to send weather reports to us, particularly, well, not so much the coast, one at night to St. Catharines didn't, because they were on shore. They got landline, they could send their telephone calls and things. But we used to have a regular call from the Nab Tower, which was manned. It had, I think it had three people on board at any one time. And they used a regular call to us. One of the operators actually lived in Knighton, so he rather fancied himself on recognising our voices, so that whenever he would call us up, and it's Knighton Radio and Nab Tower, and we'd tell him to go to Working Channel where we could receive his weather forecast. But then he used to use our Christian name, because he thought he... So we used to have a great game of disguising our voices. There was one very famous... Well, if you ever mention Knighton Radio to anyone who's at sea, he'll always say, "Who is that man from Knighton Radio?" He used to say, "Knighton Radio, Knighton Radio." Well, he was quite a young chap, actually, though he sounded very old. And his name was Rodney Betts. And so that was one of their favourite voices we used to put on. When this chap from the Nab Tower used to answer, we'd say, "Nab Tower, go to..." He'd say, "Hello, Rodney." "Not Rodney." So, and one of the characters was a joker. He actually went as far as talking into a teapot.